Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Alex Nichols. Hey, Alex.
Robert, thanks for having me.
Alex is here to talk about Team Foundation Server 2018, the latest release of our wonderful on-prems DevOps server. So it has just released new stuff. You're going to show us a bunch of new features that have appeared in between the previous release, 2017, and now 2018, right?
That's right. Yeah, we've been working on a lot of these features in the VSTS product that's hosted. And now we're taking those, bundling them up, and delivering them on-prem.
So let's just review that for 1 second. So TFS is the on-prems version, and it's releasing, well, the previous was 2017, now it's 2018, so if you do the math, it's about once a year, right?
Right.
VSTS is the hosted version of it. And that's releasing on every 3 weeks, every sprint, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So the features that we're going to see today that are now in TFS 2018 have been in VSTS for anywhere from 3 weeks to a year.
Right. Depending. Right. Yeah, this is one of the beauties of it. This is all actually coming from a single master branch. And we branched a few sprints ago. So these would have been features that went into the service the 122 timeframe, the sprint 122.
Okay, because a few weeks ago, you and Dimitri did an episode on VSTS sprint 124.
That's right.
So features that you showed there are not in 2018, because at 122 you said, okay, this is now TFS, but in the meantime, VSTS continues to iterate.
Right. We'll see those in a later update.
Okay, cool.
Great. So let's dive in and take a look at some of the features here. I'll start off in the work area. And this is where we're going really after consistency and just ease of use with finding the items that you want to search for first. So this is where we've got this filter control here. You can toggle that open. And you get the keyword search, but also some helpful filter criteria. So I can filter things that are just user stories or features here and some of these other ones. And you'll see this across backlogs, boards, queries.
Oh, cool.
See that same control. Likewise, over in the plans, delivery plans, which is available as an extension from the marketplace, we've added this inline new item. So I can just come in here, and because ideas could happen at any point,
sure.
Right? I'm planning for the future. I'm looking out a few sprints. Oh, you know what? I need another feature here. And there
Excellent.
You go, saved directly
Excellent.
Inline there.
Yep.
So those are some of the helpful things in the work area. And then if I shift over to code, this really starts over in the code explore and editing space. And just some small but nice little features. And I start by...
Do we find a lot of people editing code here?
You know, not a lot, but okay. But for those small, helpful, or if I'm just looking through old previous code or old commits,
okay.
the UI is really helpful because it's just, you bring it up, you can have your context of the branch and the links to other places right there.
Right.
But to help with that, we've introduced a way to toggle things like the minimap. I can bring that up where I can see, okay, large files, I can scroll through this little minimap control. I've got also toggle, we can get some white space in there so I can see some of the dots, or maybe if you're a tab guy or you're a
okay.
you're a space gal or whatnot. And then let's see, the other one was the word wrap, right? So you can toggle word wrap and you know, don't have to scroll horizontally over there. So some small but nice enhancements over in here. And over on, if I'm looking at a commit, in this case, I found a commit here that's pretty big in size. So if I want to quickly just filter, okay, show me all the DLLs that are in this commit,
nice.
Just real quick, see, filter that list down. So those are a couple of the nice areas in code. And sticking with this, we've also added this ability to see if you're in a commit, what are the pull requests that this commit is in? And we show you both the first ones, but also where we have a default branch. The default branch we're also highlighting.
Mm-hmm.
So then also as well, in speaking of the pull requests, we've added the ability to see not only just we've got the work items that we're linking there, but also be able to automatically close those work items
Oh, good. Yes.
Close those work items when I complete the pull request. So that's a nice little save you a couple extra yes. clicks, or maybe yep. you forgot and didn't close
right.
your work
item.
Right,
you have to go right? find them to close right. them. The time you save not having to go find them is awesome.
Right. So in this case, you know, I can approve this pull request. I can get this either autocomplete or complete, and mm-hmm. there's this checkbox here that says complete linked cool. pull request after merging. Yep. So that's great. Okay. The other thing over in code is the introduction of the wiki, now built right into TFS. So we found that having this wiki right in our system here is nice to help those in the organization and even the team understand how to contribute and mm-hmm. use your project. I'd encourage those to go check out. We also on VS Toolbox we had a
yep.
an episode on that, so I encourage folks to check out that
yep,
as well.
I'll link to that.
Yep. Okay. So then that's it for code. I'm going to jump into, before I jump into release, I think there was something I wanted to mention about GVFS, the Git Virtual File System, and how we're making that available with and compatible with TFS 2018.
And that's the ability to have these massive code bases managed in Git, right? Windows does yeah. that. I know that was blogged about by the Windows team several months ago,
right?
That they've got this, obviously a ginormous code base, and it's all being managed in Git.
Right. Right.
And I assume that TFS VSTS code base is also done in that.
When you think about these really, you know, gigabytes worth of size and repos, mm-hmm. That's where this is really coming in.
Okay. Cool. So now customers with code bases that big can also take advantage of this.
That's right, and leverage it, use TFS 2018 with it.
Cool.
Okay. So now jumping into release, you notice right off the bat here we've got our rich visual release definition editor here, mm-hmm. and in this case I've got an artifact here pointing to my.
And this is the new one.
This is the new one,
which has been in VSTS for a while, but this is. The new and improved one.
This is the new and improved one. That's right. Yeah. So, like you're saying, it's been in the service. We've been iterating on it. It's been in preview. Mm-hmm. Lots of customer feedback involved, and now we've got it to a point where we want to get it in the on-prem product as well.
Right.
And in this case,
if it's new to people and you're used to the old one, you can just go to the docs and look at the walkthrough that will just show you how to use it. It's obviously right. it's the same stuff in there. It's just things are in a different place. You click on different things to get to places.
Right.
So right. the docs will help you figure that out pretty quickly. And then once you know, then you just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in this case, I've got an artifact here pointing to my CI continuous integration build. And it's deploying in sequence to ring 0 mm-hmm. and then a ring 1 if that's successful. So this is how we do it in VSTS, where we deploy to rings in sequence like this. And The new visual editor here gives us that ability to see how those environments right. Relate to each other. Okay, next I wanted to take a look at in the package management space, which is also available as an extension. That team's also introduced or really consolidated some of the tasks and made mm-hmm. those more consistent. So we've got a consolidated NuGet task now. If I look at this NuGet
task.
Yeah, it's
definitely easier to use than the old one.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily right. difficult, but it feels quicker
right.
and more streamlined.
Yeah. Yeah, we've deprecated those older ones that were separate for the different commands, mm-hmm. and now we've got this single one where it's just you select the command and off you go. And then right before that, we've got the tool installer that helps you establish which version of NuGet am I going to use in
yep.
this build. Okay. Otherwise, over in the test area, I want to talk about the new improvements we've made to traceability and linking and defaulting of various attributes when we're doing exploratory testing. Mm-hmm. So we've got a feature here. We might be testing. We've got a test case that we might create along the way, and a bug that we might relate in here. You'll notice that there's an area path. There's an iteration of the particular thing I'm testing. Now when I go and do my exploratory testing, like I'll navigate over here to my test case. When I created this, it just takes the area path of the requirement, takes the iteration. So these things are linked in a better mm-hmm. way, where they're This one had a link, it tests the feature. It's got, they got the correct link type. And then it's also defaulting to the area so that, I don't have to do those extra clicks to keep everything consistent.
Cool.
And then finally, in the test area, improvements here is around this concept of test batching, which takes into account, okay, how many tests do I have? How many agents do I have? And then how do we kind of allocate them across our agents, right? So in this case, you can automatically do it by saying, okay, just average it across my agent pool and test like that. Or in this case here, I simulated if I let the test batch automatically versus if I say, let's say one test case per batch. Then you'll see that this really impacts the execution time of our testing.
Yeah.
So you can control that with much finer grain with this release. All right. So that's it. I've kind of gone through some of the key features through TFS 2018. I will say that I've only touched and shown a handful here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to go check out, and those are listed in the release notes.
Okay.
And we're also looking for all the feedback we can get. So you'll find some links to some feedback channels where you can give us some suggestions or report any problems that you encounter.
Cool. I think one thing we wanted to mention was the XAML builds.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So an important piece here for those looking to upgrade to 2018 is that we've removed support for XAML builds. So if you are using those and you want to continue using those builds, you'll need to port over to the new build system, set up some new build definitions, and get those set up. We've got some documentation to help with that, but that's really something that we really ask that customers take a look at that before they do their upgrade.
Okay, so test it out, make sure you can duplicate your builds.
Right.
And then you're good to go.
Right, and you can do that all in 2017, right? We've been running these two build systems in parallel.
You can also do it in VSTS.
You could also do it
right?
in VSTS.
you could fire up a VSTS instance, point it to the same code, right? So you could actually test it until you're completely satisfied that you have the build exactly the way you want it.
Right.
Then you could use that.
Yeah.
It'd be an easy way of not having to install TFS 2018 preview just to test it.
Right.
Right. You can treat VSTS as your preview.
Right. Yeah. VSTS works great with that. Yeah.
That gives you a chance to get used to VSTS. Maybe you find you like it better. Right?
Right. Right. You're right. We do in preview right now, we are offering the migration tool to get you up into VSTS from TFS.
Yep.
So that's something to certainly check out here. We talked about VSTS at the beginning and how VSTS gets a lot of these features, and this is TFS is kind of a roll-up. But if you're looking to get the latest and greatest from in terms of features, VSTS is where you want to be.
Right. Cool. Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. We will see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.